This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars.com. The headline is Canadian bill would ban suspected intent to commit hate speech online. The future crime unit, not for actual crimes, but for speech they don't want you to have. Bill would allow courts to punish Canadians for things they haven't done yet. A proposed bill would penalize Canadians if they are simply suspected of intending to post hate speech online. Boy, I don't see how that's a dangerous precedent at all for radical authoritarian communists to disappear their political opposition, as they're already doing. This would just multiply it by thousands. In other words, the bill would allow courts to punish Canadians for things they haven't done yet or might never do. The bill was noticed by a tech insider who also pointed out the bill's fuzzy and circular definition of hate speech. The Canadian government has proposed legislation, Bill C-36, where people can be taken to court and penalized if they're suspected of being about to post something hateful online. Which, again, who decides what's hateful and who's not? The corrupt authoritarian communists that want you dead. I wonder how that's going to go for you. An individual would be able to report another preemptively for something they haven't done yet. Oh, I just got into a dispute with my neighbor. I think I'm going to call the cops and say he's about to call me the N-word online. And then the Canadian police roll up, take you to a courtroom. You don't even have a fair trial. Oh, you're a racist. You're going to post something racist. Bye. Jail time for you. And you're just done. You just don't even know what you can do. It's just there's your fate all decided right there for something you've never even done or would do. Alarming aspects in ascending order. Fuzzy and curricular definition of hateful speech involves detestation stronger than dislike, encouraging citizens to report on one another, the ability to punish people for something they haven't even done or may never do. In fact, Canadian media outlets first reported the bill last June, but the bill is not under further scrutiny after the Canadian government's heavy-handed response to the Ottawa trucker protest. The Global News of Canada reported that Bill C-36 would allow a person to appear before a provincial court if the person fears, as in suspects, that another will commit a hate offense, which includes speech online. Critics of the bill said it would infringe on free speech. This bill would not target hate speech, just ensure bureaucrats in Ottawa are bogged down with frivolous complaints about tweets. Conservative Shadow Minister for Justice Rob Moore said, the Trudeau Liberals are empowering a bureaucracy to subjectively restrict the rights of Canadians. Here's what it is. The radical left-wing communists that are brainwashed by the New World Order propaganda just want every excuse, every reason to disappear you. That's what this is all about. Not just your corrupt bureaucrats, but your street-level leftists as well. They get joy out of watching you suffer. They get joy out of seeing you destroyed. They want you dead. But since murder is still illegal, they figure the next best thing is to throw you in prison for life and torture you in a jail cell for life and steal your future and steal your prosperity and steal your destiny. That's what gets them off. Like, you get excited if you have a big accomplishment. Maybe you have a kid. Maybe you get a new job. Maybe you reach a financial goal. Maybe you reach an academic goal. Maybe you accomplish a magnificent athletic feature. Those are the kind of things that you get excited about. Those are the kind of things that people get excited about. Not these creeps. No, not these creeps. They get excited. They get off by destroying your life and watching you suffer. So really, it's just the lazy man's way out of ever trying to accomplish anything. And this just empowers them to give them their ultimate gratitude, which is to destroy you like what they've tried to do to Roger Stone, who joins me next.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take and Roger Stone, you know who, if the psychotic, corrupt liberal Democrats had their way, wouldn't be with us right now. He'd be rotting away in a jail cell, or God forbid, in a better place maybe, and not even with us on this planet anymore. But thank God for Donald Trump for setting an innocent man free. And thank God Roger Stone can be with us here today, despite the continued political persecution that he goes through. But that's not what he's here to talk about today. He's here to talk about another story of political persecution involving a New York police officer who is one of the latest victims of the criminal Democrat Party and their political persecution of anybody who is in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Roger Stone joins me now. Roger, you've just published a story on the Gateway Pundit. Let's go ahead and break this news.
Thank you very much, Owen. It's great to be back with you, my old seatmate from the War Room, which is a must-see show every day at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. Right here now, once again, here at InfoWars, we're breaking tomorrow's news today because the trial for Salvatore Greco, a New York City police officer who has done nothing wrong, adjourned only moments ago when the judge got too sick to proceed and has been postponed perhaps until tomorrow. Sal Greco is a 14-year veteran of the New York Police Department with an unblemished record of public service in some of the most undesirable and dangerous precincts in New York City, in the Bronx, in Brooklyn, and in Manhattan. In 2018, Sal Greco and I became friends because I noticed on Instagram that he was a big fan of InfoWars and secondarily that he was posting in defense of me as I battled against the deep state. Now, Sal Greco is being subjected to the same kind of political hit job as you are, Owen. He is being charged on the basis of nothing. You see, Sal Greco was in Washington, D.C. on the January 5th and January 6th. Like me, he was not at the Ellipse when the president spoke. He did not march to the Capitol. He was not at the Capitol. They are claiming that this officer, Sal Greco, should be fired and terminated from his job at the NYPD, in which case he would lose the pension that he's paid into for 14 years, simply because they say he consorted with a known convicted felon. Well, that would be me, except for my felon conviction was voided with an unconditional presidential pardon. They also say, they imply that I paid him for security services. No, he was there in his capacity as a private citizen, taking a vacation day, because he's a supporter of the president and he is a friend of mine. Now, for 2 years, they have tortured Sal Greco. Why, in their two-year investigation, have they never contacted me or my lawyer to ask me to explain what my relationship with Sal Greco is? So I am going to stay on this case and say this. If they terminate Sal Greco, I believe they're buying themselves a $25 million lawsuit because the basis for his termination is bogus. And if communications with a convicted felon is a problem, then New York City Mayor Eric Adams has a huge problem because he has written that when he was a New York City police captain, he provided personal security for Mike Tyson at a time Mike Tyson was a convicted felon. There can only be one standard, equality. This is an equal protection lawsuit. The New York PD will pay through the nose if they terminate this brave son of Staten Island. But as you know all too well, Owen, a lawsuit costs a huge amount of money. Sal Greco doesn't have the kind of money it takes to fight New York Police Department or the city of New York. And therefore, people who want to help him can go to helpthisnycop.com. That's helpthisnycop.com. I've just laid it out for you. Now let's talk about it.
So let me get this straight. He's not actually charged with anything, and the NYPD is trying to have him fired in a departmental trial just because he was in a hotel room with you?
Essentially, that's correct. They need to be really careful in this sense. As you know, immediately after the president spoke, there was a call on the house phone in my hotel suite, and it was Officer Sal Greco who answered it. It was the Secret Service offering to escort me up to the Capitol, an offer I found extremely fishy and which I declined. Two very prominent pastors witnessed this phone call. It's also recorded on video. I don't think the January 6th committee wants to look into the role of the Secret Service. I don't think they want to look into what transpired that day in terms of me and the Secret Service. All I know is any claim that I knew about or was involved in any way in the illegal actions of January 6th is categorically false. There is no witness. There is no document. There is nothing to prove otherwise because it is a fact, just as I say it is. Sal Greco is essentially being penalized because he's a supporter of Donald Trump, because he's an info warrior, and because he became a friend of mine in the two-year ordeal that I was subjected to. The New York Police Department has leaked relentlessly about this case to the New York Daily News, but those leaks have been blamed on Sal Greco. This is an outrageous act of injustice. Every resident of Staten Island, every Italian American, everyone who supports law enforcement, every info warrior should be outraged about this and should stand up with us or Sal Greco.
Well, look, we know that the modern-day progressive liberal Democrats love seeing a cop's head in a noose politically, love seeing violence being done against cops and celebrating when cops get attacked and killed. They just love it so much. So, but what about the NYPD's response to this? I mean, fellow officers coming to his aid? His higher-ups coming to his aid? Or are they out to get him, too?
Well, I, first of all, my hat's off to the PBA, the Patrolman's Benevolent Association. They have supported him with a very able lawyer. The lawyer has done as much as he can.
By the way, those are great people at the Police Benevolence Association. Fantastic people.
But the hierarchy at the New York Police Department is completely politicized, first by Mayor de Blasio, the worst mayor in New York history, and now by Mayor Adams. They're woke. So they've conducted an investigation to try to determine whether because Sal Greco came in contact, casual contact in this case, with members of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, they somehow imply that's a crime. That, of course, is not a crime. That's guilt by association. ABC News has tried this for over a year. In this recent filing in federal court in the lawsuit against President Trump, they actually reason. Roger Stone spoke to President Trump post-election. Roger Stone came in contact with some of the Oath Keepers who later broke into the Capitol. Ergo, a deep dive investigation into Roger Stone might prove something else. No, it will prove nothing whatsoever. That's why last week I filed a lawsuit against Adam Schiff and the January 6th committee because they want to conduct yet another witch hunt. on the basis of no probable cause, on the basis of no evidence. They want to root through all of my cell phone records. Not happening. And up next, Owen, I'll be totally clear with you. I'm going to sue Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and Michael Sussman and Huma Abedin and their entire cabal in a class action suit. And I have standing to do so because right up until this day, the death threats continue against me. The threats against my family continue against me. I lose economic opportunities and job opportunities because people tell me that I'm too controversial based on the claim that I was a Russian intelligence asset. So now the worm has turned. Now it is Hillary Clinton and her criminal gang that will be under attack in the courts. I really look forward to this.
Roger. Roger, 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 Roger. And, of course, they really just want to make it criminal for us to exist. That's what this is really about. We're us existing, they want that to be a criminal offense. So we'll get into more of this with Roger Stone and other January 6th news. Folks, these people are out of control. We're dealing with a mafia gangster with government power.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So, a good cop, New York Police Department's Sal Greco, is facing termination, not because he committed a crime, not because he did anything wrong, but simply because he exists as a Trump supporter. They are trying to have him removed from the department and his pension stripped from him. Meanwhile, though, high school assistant principal in Michigan is able to return to work while awaiting trial for first-degree child sex assault. Must be some of that white privilege. Oh, no, he's not white. Sorry. So he's able to go to work while being charged with first-degree child sex assault. He's going to go back to school where the children are. But an innocent man, Sal Greco, might not be able to go back to work, well, because he supports Donald Trump, which, of course, is the greatest crime of all. Now, Roger, there is other news breaking when it comes to January 6th. The Democrats have another Trump supporter killed. This time, sadly, he took his own life, and that is Matthew Perna. So it's kind of a debate right now, but the way I see it, the January 6th casualty list has the Democrats have killed at least five Trump supporters. None of them have had any casualties, but we have Ashley Babbitt. We have Roseanne Boylan. We have the individual who got shoved off the side of the Capitol steps by police that died. Now we have Matthew Perna. We have the individual who had a flashbang blow up in his face. He died from injuries later. Nobody died at the hands of Trump supporters that day, but at least five people have now died because of the Democrat activity that day, including one person taking his own life. Over complete phony charges, he spent 10 minutes in the Capitol max, didn't do any violence. They recognized all that in the court case, but they wouldn't leave him alone. They wanted to put him in jail for 10 years. This is what they want. They want to torture. If they can't just kill us, they want to either imprison us for life or torture us into suicide, Roger.
I'm in total agreement with your analysis. This case of Mr. Perna is particularly tragic. He didn't steal anything. He didn't break anything. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't assault anyone. He strolled through the Capitol for 20 minutes taking pictures. Yet they wanted to destroy his life, and then sadly he's taken his own life. Or the case of Roseanne Boylan, who is literally bludgeoned to death after being sprayed in the face with mace by a Capitol Hill police officer. That's called first-degree murder. When you attack an unarmed person and you kill them, even if you're a police officer, trespassing does not give you that privilege. The officer who did that needs to be prosecuted. The real tragedy here is for all of the January 6th detainees, most of them do not have adequate legal representation. Their due process rights are being violated. If you don't take the public defender, who is just some local liberal who urges you to sign a confession blaming Donald Trump for everything, and you choose to represent yourself, you are not given access to a law library. You're not given access to a computer. You're given a laptop with a rundown battery for 1 hour a day. During that 1 hour, you can choose to shower, shave, defecate, or you can work on your defense, of course, until the battery wears out. Then you can do nothing. Where's the American Civil Liberties Union? How come we haven't heard from them? Why are they silent? In all honesty, I call on President Trump to set up a fund to raise the money for adequate legal representation for all of those who have been detained. This is nothing worse than murder. It is a violation of the Geneva Conventions. We are treating American citizens worse than we are treating terrorists. That is disgraceful, and something has to be done about it. Now, I'll be honest with you. My own lawyers have urged me not to speak about this, not because I know anything about January 6th, not because I have any previous knowledge, not because I was involved in any way, but just because it generates more lawsuits. I'm already facing a baseless harassment lawsuit by six police officers propped up by the Lawyers for Civil Rights Committee, a George Soros front. I just want to let the lawyers who filed this know, yes, I'm going to be filing Rule 12 charges against you. Yes, I'm going to be complaining to the Bar Association wherever you are admitted to the bar. You want to fight, you will get a fight. But people need to support me to do that. They can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com, because like you there at InfoWars, I am under siege. They took my home, my car, my insurance, my ability to make a living. I'm still struggling economically, but I will say this, Owen. I will never stop fighting these demons. I will never stop fighting the satanic forces now in control of the country. You're absolutely right. They get their rocks off by attacking us. So help Sal Greco by going to helpthisnycop.com. You can help me by going to stonedefensefund.com. You see both of those addresses there. I need your help. And while you're at it, go to the InfoWars store right now. You can, by the way, you can just make a straight donation if you're not in the market for one of their great products. Or you can buy one of their great products. I'm a giant fan, as you know, Owen, of BrainForce. BrainForce is maybe my favorite product in the InfoWars store because I'm working, you know, some 17-hour days. And when you hit that wall, when you can't write anymore, you can't record anymore, you can't work anymore, you can't talk on the phone anymore, you pop some of BrainForce and you get a nice subtle lift in your energy, you get nice mental focus, but then when you're ready to go to sleep, you're not wide open as if you'd taken one of these ephedra-based drugs. So I can't say enough about BrainForce as a product, and I urge you to support InfoWars because it is the tip of the spear. Now, I can already predict to you, Media Matters for America is going to go crazy saying, Stone is out pushing Jones's products. No, there's nothing in this for me. I'm paid zero. I like BrainForce because it's a great product, and not only do you get a great product, but you're helping InfoWars. You're helping the beacon of truth that InfoWars is. You're propping up the War Room, the second best show on the internet. Of course, it was better when I was there, but maybe that'll happen again. Who knows? And we should sue the guy who stole our name, by the way. It occurs to me. In any event, that's my riff.
There's also, I think it was like Carville and this other guy also took up the name War Room too. Everybody wanted to name their show the War Room after ours. It's kind of a weird thing how that worked out. It was all after us, by the way. Roger and I were the first ones in the modern media political spectrum to have the War Room. Of course, it did start in the 90s with the Clinton War Room, but that's long gone by now. But imagine, folks, I mean, you're Roger Stone. You go down to breakfast. You have breakfast. You go back up to your hotel room and you're like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm just going to take it easy today. Who knows? Maybe you take a nap, maybe play a game of cards, whatever. And then the next thing you know is, oh, we're charging you with crimes. We're charging you for stuff on January 6th. And you're like, I literally was sitting in a hotel room. I mean, if that doesn't tell the story about how out of control this political persecution is, maybe the next segment we'll get into it. But I mean, just talk about that experience briefly, Roger, in the last 30 seconds here. Just like you literally do nothing, have nothing to do with January 6th, and all of a sudden you get charges.
Yeah, I can sum this up in two words. Witch hunt. Witch hunt 3. Just the fact that Adam Schiff is on the committee tells you the committee is bogus. Why would Speaker Pelosi not allow any actual Republican Trump supporters on this committee? Because it's a fraud. It is a political witch hunt of the worst magnitude. When we get back, we can talk about that and talk about where the country and the party is headed. It's just great to be back with you, Owen. It's like our old days at the War Room.
That's Roger Stone. This is the Alex Jones Show. We've got to take a break right now, but when we come back, we've got more January 6th news. Folks, it gets worse. It actually gets worse, if you can believe that. We'll be right back.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, That's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we've got Roger Stone with us live. And folks, it does get worse. I don't know if it's worse than a man being bullied into suicide by liberal Democrats that claim to be anti-bullying. It's amazing they'll bully someone into suicide and celebrate. But they're now going after innocent people's families, and that's mine. And so as far as I know, as the situation stands, I am still the only individual who never stepped foot in the Capitol, never touched a police officer, never touched a barrier, never touched anything that day, and I'm facing charges, and now add another thing that I'm the only one of, they're now going after my family. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows I keep my private life private. And when I learned of these developments a couple weeks ago, I said, I'm not going to report on it. I don't want to get my family involved in this. I don't want to get my mother involved in this. They didn't ask for this. They're not involved at all. Now the January 6th committee has subpoenaed my mother. And they write stories like this. January 6th Select Committee subpoena phone records of the mother whose son works for Alex Jones and breached the Capitol last year. Never breached the Capitol. Never happened. And yet the Daily Mail publishes this story. It's like, I've got a stack of news. I hate litigation just like Roger Stone, but I'm reaching the point where it's like, how do I punch back against these a-holes? I've got a stack of news that I'll add this to where when all this is said and done, I'm probably going to be suing for defamation. I never went in the Capitol building, Daily Mail. Retract your story now or face a lawsuit in the future. And then they say, oh, Owen Schroyer's mother, an associate of Alex Jones. My mother has never been to Austin, Texas. She's never met anybody that works here. She's never done anything here. She's a saint, and she's a very well known in her little community as a great person. I mean, doesn't curse, doesn't drink. I mean, just it's, and now they're bringing her into this. So I didn't want to talk about it, but here it is, Roger. I mean, so they're bullying people into suicide. Now they're coming after my family? My family, Roger? This is mafia gangster tactics that our government is now involved in.
Yeah, it is absolutely outrageous. First of all, Owen, you should know that I am praying for you in your case the same way you prayed for me in mine. And we prayed together in Washington. And ultimately, thanks to the grace of God, thanks to the power of Jesus Christ, thanks to Donald Trump having the courage and the fortitude in an election year to grant me a pardon, I'm not already dead of COVID in a dank Georgia prison, which was the game plan of the New World Order and those who prosecuted me. Your case seems to me to be a travesty. I can't figure out what you allegedly did wrong. In fact, I think you did nothing wrong. You didn't hurt anybody. You didn't break anything. You didn't steal anything. You didn't go into the Capitol. You didn't break into the Capitol. Your mere presence on the outskirts of the Capitol, which, by the way, is the people's house, they've now decided is a crime. And it is despicable that they are seeking the phone records of your mother. What would that possibly prove, that you called your mother that day? Recognize that when they seek your phone records, all they learn is that you called her, or that she called you, or who else she may have spoke to that day. It is an outrage, but I felt this outrage. When my wife was attacked physically outside our home two Christmases ago by some lunatic screaming that I was a Russian piece of crap, yeah, I find that offensive. When my granddaughter was about to give birth to my great-grandson in Akron, Ohio, I don't know who the cretin is who called her hotel room and said, if you're Roger Stone's daughter, I hope your child is stillborn. I don't know who would say that to a pregnant woman in her 20s. What kind of creep would do that? But that's the tolerant American left today. That's where we're coming from. I guess the real thing here, Owen, is that at least you and I, having some public presence, having a following because of our activities and reporting on what's going on in the country, we're at least able to raise the resources necessary to put up a legal defense, to put up a legal fight. What about those people currently languishing in jail in D.C., in filthy, rat-infested conditions, where their civil rights are being systematically violated, essentially in a gulag? What about them? The details that I get about the treatment of these prisoners is horrific. But they can't afford lawyers like you can afford, like I can afford. And therefore, something must be done about this. This is something that I'm wrestling with. President Trump, God bless him, could raise every penny they need for their legal defense so that they can have a fair trial, so they can have due process. So far, he hasn't done that. I hope he changes his mind. His lawyers may be telling him to stay away from the detainees, but there's no reason to do that. They were exercising their First Amendment rights the right to free assembly, the right to redress the government, until they made the strategic mistake of trespassing. And again, as you point out, the only deaths associated with what the left calls the most deadly attack on the country since Pearl Harbor is at the hands of the Capitol Hill police. And I'm sorry, Michael Byrd is a murderer, and he should be tried for murder. He's not a hero. He shouldn't be deified. He wasn't even questioned in the cold-blooded murder of Ashley Babbitt. We've now seen video of Ashley Babbitt urging people not to break the windows. She was unarmed. She was a danger to no one. Michael Byrd must stand trial for murder sooner or later. So I am hopeful, I'm praying, that we'll have a change in Washington, a change of leadership in Washington. But I'm also very clear. Just winning a Republican control of the House is not going to bring the change we need. Just putting the rhinos in firm control of the House and the Senate is not going to bring the change we need. Unless you get new leadership in Washington, new leadership specifically in the House, leadership that will, for example, expel Eric Swalwell from the House of Representatives. For 2 years, Eric Swalwell said, I was a Russian spy. Now it turns out that he was penetrating a red Chinese spy who in turn penetrated his office with an intern. So here's a guy with full and complete access to national security information, a guy with a security clearance as a member of the House Intelligence Committee, consorting with known Russian spies, yet there are no repercussions. Yet Nancy Pelosi leaves him in place. Where is justice? When will justice be done?
That leads to my next question, Roger. The conservative side of the media is pretty much abandoning all the political prisoners from January 6th, all those in the gulags, except for a few names that I think we all know, like a Tucker Carlson or here at InfoWars or Gateway Pundit and some others. But most mainstream conservative commentators in the media, they're not touching it. The Republican Party, maybe there's 5-6 Republicans that have spoken up about the political persecution of the January 6th defendants. I mean, where's the conservative media? Where are the Republicans? Why are they letting us down in such a giant way for this clear and present political persecution and torture?
You know, I think back to the action of conservative radio, I should say the reaction when Alex Jones was first censored, when he was removed from Facebook, from Spotify, from Instagram, and so on. They were silent. They said nothing. They did nothing. They didn't realize that this would eventually happen to them, which, of course, now it has. This is a very similar situation. Great piece by a reporter in the Sarasota Herald Tribune, completely incorrect, by the way, in which he said that the Republican Party wants to move on from the 2020 election. Not according to the polling that I have seen in Nevada and Pennsylvania and Oklahoma and New Jersey. In fact, it is the number one issue, election integrity. No, I'm sorry, the voters don't want to stop talking about it. Only the party elites interested in lining their pockets in a go-along-to-get-along deal with the House Democrats want to stop talking about this. But Owen, you and I, we're going to keep talking about it on the other side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stone is with us here on the Alex Jones Show, and I want to get into tonight's State of the Union with Roger. We do have some interesting news here. You have, I mean, here's the momentum buildup, if you will. Obviously, the Biden inflation, the empty shelves, the war with Ukraine, the political prisoners, Biden taking a vacation every weekend. I mean, just all the utter failures. And then yesterday, Jill Biden introduced Kamala Harris as the president of the United States. I mean, it's just total embarrassment at every level for these crooks that occupy the White House right now, the Biden administration. So Roger, Biden's set to give his first State of the Union tonight. First of all, he slurs and stumbles and fumbles and forgets his way through all these other speeches. How do you think this one is going to go? And has there ever been a point in all of your experience covering American politics, has there ever been a point where, because what I expect tonight is Biden's going to have to address all the issues that he caused, the high prices, the gas prices, the inflation, the war in Ukraine. He's going to have to address all these things that he caused, that he's responsible for. Has that dynamic ever been part of a State of the Union before? I mean, this is going to be quite a show tonight.
Well, Owen, I remember when my own great-grandmother had dementia. And when she had dementia, she had good days and bad days. She had days in which she was a bit more lucid. She had days in which she had no idea where she was or what her condition was. I think that is the situation surrounding Joe Biden. Now, it is indisputable that he crapped his pants when he went to visit the Pope. You can see, not only from sources in the Vatican, but you can see photographs in which the suit jacket he's wearing and the early photographs match the trousers he's wearing, and then minutes later he has a different color trouser on. So I don't think he's controlling the country. I'm not even sure he can control his own bowels. Anything that's wrong in the country will be blamed on Donald Trump. That you can bet on. I'm not sure how you put a good face on gas prices. I'm not sure how you put a good face on the fact that you can go to the grocery store and many of the shelves are empty. I'm sorry, in the wealthiest, most prosperous country in the world, I rather doubt that we have a shortage of chicken wings. I don't think that's the case. So my guess is what you're going to get tonight is going to be almost overwhelmingly about Ukraine. It's going to be overwhelmingly pushing the false narrative that we have to defend the Ukrainian border when we don't even defend our own border. They're interested in the sanctity of the Ukrainian border, but they have no concerns about the fact that hundreds of thousands of illegals are flooding across our southern border, all of them, by the way, unvaccinated. And yes, Donald Trump is right. They're involved in drug trafficking. They're involved in human trafficking. It is a tragedy. By the way, I'm waiting for the governor of Texas, who has both the authority and the manpower to seal our border, to do that. I guess I will continue to wait in vain. So my guess is you're going to get the war drums tonight. What you're going to get is a constant attack. He's not going to address the fact that if the Ukrainians would simply agree not to put Western missiles in their country, if they would shut down the reported U.S.-funded bio labs in their country, God knows what kind of pestilence they're cooking up, this matter could be resolved in much of the way that President John Kennedy resolved the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, short of World War III. Watching CNN is laughable. I mean, it is Tokyo Rose-level war propaganda. Speaking of that, Owen, I do have to comment on the CNN special on Alex Jones Sunday night. The most laughable piece of fiction I've ever seen.
So they did end up airing that. I hadn't seen it. I thought they just totally canceled it. They didn't end up airing that.
My understanding was that they did. I'm told that I was mentioned prominently. Now, perhaps that's fake information, but let me say this. If they do air it, people at airports across the country are going to stop and see about 3 minutes of it because there is no one else watching. I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason that I don't eat out of the toilet. So I read that it was on at 6 and again at 9. I did not catch it, but I was told just on the basis of the questions that were posed to Alex Jones after the documentary was already in the can, of course, in which his answers to their questions would have no impact at all, revealed an epic bias. Now, I know some on the left were upset that the documentary could have the effect of making Alex Jones even bigger, which I rather liked. But their promotion of it was relentless. I saw it promoted for, over and over and ever again. Megaphone for conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, they were running it in all the breaks like it was a big buildup.
Yeah. Well, it would be disappointing if it didn't air. I had heard reports that it was brutal. On the other hand, when I spoke directly to Alex, he said, I'm going to bed. I'm not watching this trash.
Yeah, that's so the thing. I guess we can't really confirm what happened because nobody watches. Literally, nobody's watching CNN. And I guess they haven't figured it out yet, Roger, where getting attacked by CNN, that's an honor. That's like a greater honor than getting a Nobel Peace Prize in the year 2022. Like, please, CNN, attack me all day. Like, thank you, please.
Well, as you know, they were there for my arrest on the 25th of January, 2019.
I guess you never found out who tipped them off to that, by the way.
Yeah, no, we certainly didn't, Andrew Weissman. Look, this is really simple. I was arrested at 6:16 in the morning. At 6:11, Sarah Murray of CNN sent my attorney, Grant Smith, a copy of my sealed indictment. That indictment had no timestamps on it, no court markings. It was sealed until 9:30 in the morning. Sarah Murray's possession of that is a felony. The claim that CNN got it online is disproved with the timeshare. That is a lie. It is absolutely false. If you look at the metadata tag on my indictment, it was written by Andrew Weissman. Therefore, Weissman is the one who leaked my arrest and the execution of a search warrant to CNN, a felony. That's probably the high watermark in terms of their ratings. Every day I run into people who saw my arrest on television, many of them not even Trump supporters, but who were outraged that we spent $1.1 million of the taxpayers' money to arrest me in the manner in which I was arrested for the completely fabricated crime of lying to Congress about Russian collusion. By the way, Owen, how do you lie about something that we now know definitively never actually happened?
Except in the Hillary Clinton campaign, we know that it did happen there. And I don't say this gleefully because it's the American taxpayer being robbed. But, I mean, let's be clear here. Between Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and Owen Schroyer, the U.S. government has spent tens of millions of dollars in persecuting us. I mean, seriously, tens of millions of dollars, folks. The government, your tax money, tens of millions persecuting Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and Owen Schroyer. Just three people alone who are totally innocent of any crimes.
Meanwhile, we have veterans who are homeless in this country. We have veterans who are hungry in this country. We have veterans who don't get medical care in this country, but we're spending unlimited monies on persecuting us. Last Friday before last, pardon me, the Department of Justice released a report that said that Robert Mueller declined to prosecute Roger Stone for cyber crimes. Nowhere in their statement do they point out that he declined to prosecute me because he had no evidence whatsoever of any cyber crimes. I gather that this release was meant to blunt the stunning news that we now know is an absolute certainty, which indicates that Hillary Clinton did spy on Donald Trump. One of the worst scumbags in the media, a guy named Glenn Kessler at the Washington Post, has an epically hysterical piece in which he tries to spin out of this. Oh, no, that is all the creation of a fiction by that great patriot Kash Patel, who worked as the counsel to the House Intelligence Committee Republicans. No, it's a fact. Hillary's busted. The more she talks, the more obvious it is. You know, the Democrats want her gone as much as we do. The idea that she would run again in 2024 is a bigger nightmare for the Democrats than it would be for the Republicans.
I mean, I'm almost hoping to see that. I mean, you want to talk about reanimated beef jerky versus reanimated raw liver, Hillary Clinton versus Joe Biden in a debate. I mean, that, wow. I mean, that's bring them out of the caskets because the vampire debate is on. Roger Stone, we'll all be watching the State of the Union to see what kind of flummoxes Biden has. I think that your prediction is very acute. I do think he'll make it all about banging the war drums. Usually State of the Unions last about an hour. I'll be surprised if he makes it 30 minutes. Roger Stone, great stuff as always. StoneDefense.com, StoneColdTruth.com. You're a great American patriot, Roger, and I love you.
God bless you all. Great to be with you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Roger Stone. When we come back, we're going to get into some of these video clips and news.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.